tagcastpodcast.com.
Hey, Taggets, you got a combine or a tractor that needs serviced? Check out Complete Ag Resolutions. Today's episode is brought to you in part, as always, by Complete Ag Resolutions, offering you the best solutions in your agricultural needs. They're a family-based business where the customer always comes first. Check them out at facebook.com/Complete Ag Resolutions.
Do it.
Hey, Gatch.
Yeah.
We're on iTunes. We're on TuneIn. We're on Stitcher. We're on the internet. We're on Facebook. We're on TagCastPodcast.com.
You just blew my mind.
Did you say blow?
Mind. I'm losing my mind.
And now, once again, it's time for the TagCast Podcast with Terry and Gatch.
Yeah.
My name's Terry Gile.
You know what you are? You gimpy lake monster!
You're a sexist, egotistical, lying, hypocritical bigot.
Hello, everybody. I can't speak.
My leg is right out in the middle of the street.
Did you know that I've seen your penis 6 times today? And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
Would you go to the president's office? Shit on his desk while he's watching right there on his desk.
We don't need idiots.
Ernest?
Good for nothings. Meth heads. Or
Bob and Tom.
I'm getting made for this, boys.
The TagCast Podcast starts right now.
Podcasting after midnight with the TagCast Podcast, episode 315 on a New Year's
Eve day,
2012.
I got massive food buzz.
Me too. Pizza now.
Pizza in 5 minutes, actually, but
yes, and pizza later.
Later,
on.
Yeah.
And I am one of your hosts, Gatch. What's going on to my other co-hosts?
Everything's going on. This is the last podcast of the year.
And it is. And we've been partying all weekend. We've been eating pizza all weekend.
God, I'm wasted.
I've gained 632 pounds.
God, dude. I must believe I'm almost 800 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Over 800.
Yeah, it's putting me there.
So, yeah, all weekend we've been eating pizza. I can open that with a lighter. Or do you need? Can you do that? You know the magic?
Man. Oh, yeah.
I'm wanting my lighter to be decimated by a bottle of Jubilee Ale.
Yep.
Jubilee Ale. And here we are. It's Monday, and it's the last day of the year. Thanks for listening, you guys.
Thank you.
We were going to count down, but we're going to leave that to Neil Hamburger.
Countdown.
Check out the Neil Hamburger New Year's Eve podcast. It's a funny thing. It's very surreal. So we kept the party going all weekend. We still got Al and Flames here. How you doing, Flames?
Yeah, doing good.
How's that beer tasting? You got to put that on the floor or something.
Oh, yeah.
No, not that. Those. You can put that up there. Drink your beer, you alcoholic. Beer.
It's tasting pretty good.
Right on. Coolness.
Amstel Light.
And how are you doing, Al? You filled up now? You full?
Man, I think I'll eat another piece.
You should. I'm stuffed. I've shrunk my stomach up by
I ate too much.
Not eating as much as I used
to. Look at that over there, Al. Do you see that on his plate?
Eat your crust. Eat your crust, Terry.
Hey, kids, I only eat my crust at Izzy's. I got good crust. I eat my pizza backwards at Izzy's because it's pretty good.
Oh, remember that commercial? Where they flip the pizza over and
I'm not real impressed with Izzy's.
As of late? Did you use
the buffet or the pizza that you get from
Since they
pizza.
Turned it into a grill. They're pizza.
No.
Pizza. Wait, you call them pizzas? Shit, man. You can go down to the store for
Shit,
a buck and buy a Totino's pizza, and it's bigger than those little fuckers that they set
well,
on
Well, maybe
their
not
buffet.
By weight.
And then it's like some artichoke shit.
Yeah.
Man.
Who wants to eat
That's a bucks me.
Artichoke
I don't
want to
eat no artichoke salmon.
I do, yo. Maybe not salmon
Bullshit.
On it.
Bullshit.
Man, I want. I
last
want.
Last time
some,
I was there.
I
last
want
time
Canadian bacon and pineapple, man.
Last time I was there, dude, they had a chow mein pizza. It had chow mein noodles on it.
Gross.
Yeah.
Wait, they give you chopsticks to eat that shit too?
They might. They might, but it was like a taco pizza, but somebody wanted to go all chow mein on it.
Yeah.
I like chow mein noodles.
That's Chinese
the,
pizza?
It's the only part of chow mein I like are the noodles.
I want a Chinese blood pizza. Have you heard of those?
No, a blood Chinese pizza. Blood pizza?
Yeah, blood pizza.
Is that like a blood sausage?
It's like blood pudding.
Oh.
On a pizza.
No.
Goodness.
It's only only enjoyed in the ancient New Year's of China.
I can imagine.
Chinese blood pizza.
No. No.
Mm.
Hey, so one thing that I... Oh, yeah, welcome to the show.
So they invented pizza?
Monday. Yeah, yeah.
It Chinese. Wasn't the Italians? Is Marco Polo brought some fucking pizza back?
Marco!
Polo.
So one thing I think is stupid when New Year's comes around, I used to kind of do it, but I don't anymore, is New Year's resolutions. What do you guys do about those? You guys do New Year's resolutions, or you just mix them up for fun and then don't do them? Or
I don't really.
Have you ever done a New Year's resolution and actually stuck to it?
No.
But you, Flames?
No.
Well, yeah, not. I guess at one point I made a resolution to stop caring about resolutions.
Yeah, I was just going to do that.
I don't really... I don't know. I rarely remember the resolutions that I make, even if I make any.
I try.
I don't really.
Do you guys get upset and bothered by people who continue to say Happy New Year's to you after the time should not be Happy New Year's anymore?
Well, what's the when is the cutoff?
I've once been Happy New Year to March.
What? By someone you had not seen since the last year?
Granted.
All right.
But.
And that's fair, I guess.
Maybe they were just happy.
Yeah. Happy middle of the year. Happy third of the way or a quarter of the way through the year.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I actually, you don't remember that from Seinfeld?
Happy March.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess, yeah, within the, after January, you can't say it anymore, can you?
You shouldn't be able to. I think 2 weeks should be about.
Fuck that, man. Like, Happy New Year should be like.
All
night.
Year. Oh, oh just yeah? the day or the day.
And then like, hey, Happy New Year day. Because I don't say Happy New Year like. During the day, yo.
Happy New Year, dude.
First like, of if you all, haven't seen if him. Someone yells something at me New Year's Day, I'm usually like, hey, why you being a dick?
Take it down a notch.
Like, just because maybe you don't
I've
have
got a
social
headache.
Life. You don't come fucking yelling at me, son.
So say you haven't seen an old friend, and it's 10 days into the new year, and you haven't seen him since it's 2013. He said, hey, bro, what's up? Happy New Year. Is that acceptable?
Well, I mean, well, I'm not going to hold it against the guy, but I want to be
all
like...
Are you going to fucking punch him in the face?
No, I'll be all like, are you... Like, yeah.
What
okay.
if right now,
happy
Al,
New Year, dude.
What if I wished you happy
10
New
days
Year?
Too late, bitch!
What if I wished you happy New Year's 2012 right now?
He'd punch you.
What did Al like...
If he was
like,
violent, he would punch
hey,
you.
Am I like an angry man today?
He's an angry bird.
Do I have to hit people this episode? okay.
Did you know that the New Year celebration is the oldest of all holidays?
Of course, yeah, well, right?
No. Well, the Chinese have been doing it for, well, like a lot of cultures have been doing it.
It was first observed in ancient Babylon about 4,000 years ago, around 2000 BC.
Babylon is falling.
Fuck, sweet. Yeah.
Babylon fell.
So, I don't know. I'm kind of tired of the New Year's traditions, and I was looking for some lists of
get drunk, worship the porcelain god.
Other traditions of the season include, of course, like we talked, making resolutions, the Tournament of Roses parade, the Rose Bowl football game.
Feats of strength.
Here's a weird one. The tradition of using a baby to signify the new year began in Greece around 600 BC.
They always do the front page of the first baby.
Yeah. A use of an image as of a baby with a New Year's banner is a symbolic representation of the New Year brought to early America by the Germans. It's all a bunch of bullshit, as far as I'm concerned. They got toasting, not bread, but, you know, clinking of the glasses and Auld Lang Syne, which was a song from the 1700s.
It would have been cool if it was bread, though. Right?
Yeah. We're just toasting or getting
like
toasted.
Instead of our New Year's, it's not like about getting fucking
maybe
drunk.
It was,
it's about like, how much bread did you eat today, motherfucker?
Maybe you just got lost.
I'm on loaf four, bitch. Oh, I'm about to break into some Hawaiian round loaf.
I dipped in about four pieces deep.
I got a question for all you guys.
I got answers for all of you.
All right. What don't you remember from last New Year's?
I don't remember anything about New Year's
what
last
did we
year.
Do last
I go to bed early every year.
Now, you were just getting ready to get married last year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I went to bed early, and then the very next day I left for Vegas.
Oh, really? You left on the 1st and got married on the 3rd, huh?
Yep.
Wow, I got a good memory for such a stoner. So, yeah, that's the first thing you remember of the year, was waking up and going to Vegas and getting married.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even remember what I did for a celebration last New Year's. I think we... Oh, wait. Was it last year or 2 years ago? Fuck, I can't remember. We went and saw Yob and Neurosis in Seattle. I think that was last year.
Yeah, I don't remember what I did.
That was a good time. If that's what I was doing last year, that was awesome fun. Got to see Brothers of the Sonic Cloth with Tad Doyle from Tad, the band Tad. So did you have anything else on that? It was just a question.
No, that was my only question.
I was looking up some lists. I was trying to find like some best lists of 2012.
What? Complete blank on last year's New Year's.
Yeah,
yo.
What did you do? You had to have gone to a party, huh?
It
must have been a good one.
What happened?
For some reason, I think it was like a morning starter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of those ones where your friend comes over and is like, hey, dude, like, let's just start drinking now.
I'm not sure, but like within the last few minutes, did you put some glasses on?
When he went to the pizza now.
Oh, okay. I just now noticed that. Okay.
But you got a crack in your lens.
Crack's bad.
Crack's bad. Crack kills. So I was looking for some lists of like moments of 2012, but all that would come up was like best Olympic moments of 2012. Uh-huh. But I came across this cool list of a top 10 things Rick Astley is never going to do.
Who's that?
I already know.
Let's see if you can. Okay. Right. Number 10.
He's never going to give you up.
That's right.
Hey.
And what else?
They're never going to let you down.
They're going to let you down. What else? Number 8. He's never going to run around and desert you. He's never going to make you cry. Number 6, he's never going to say goodbye.
Say goodbye.
And number 5, he's never going to tell a lie and hurt you. Now, you'd think you would have exhausted all of the things that Rick Astley's not going to do in the top 6 there.
Uh-huh.
There's more. Number 4, Rick Astley will never earn more than cab fare and royalties for the 10 million times a certain single has been listened to by internet users who thought they just won the lottery by being Rickrolled. Number 3, he will never be mistaken either for the boy next door or for the mature, moody performer he adopted in his new persona in 1990. He will never sell all of his possessions on eBay and then go on a hiking holiday to find himself in a nearby communist country that has a pendant for kidnapping and murdering 80s UK pop sensations.
Wait a minute, did he?
I don't know, but he never will.
He's from the UK.
Yeah. He spoke with a bloody accent, but he sang like the Beatles. We talk like this, but we sing like Americans. The number one thing.
It is funny, like American punk bands sing like they're from fucking the UK, dude.
Green Day, are you guys? Yeah. Where are you guys from? Berkeley? The number one thing that Rick Astley is never going to do is get that goddamn song out of his head now that this article has reminded him of it.
That is true.
Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down.
What is his take?
Oh, is that
song?
The dude who said that song?
Yeah,
that
now it's making
short,
sense to you, isn't it?
Haired guy?
Yeah. And when that happens to you and someone like gives you a link on the internet and he's like, you've won the lottery or check out this hot naked porno video and you click on it and it's Rick Astley's video singing, I'm never gonna give you up. That is called being Rickrolled. Because you've got that song stuck in your head for the rest of the day.
Yeah, I can't get it out now.
Well, you haven't even heard it.
Have you ever been egg rolled?
I've eaten an egg roll.
What's egg rolled, man?
Can't say it.
That's why you click on a link and it's to an egg or something.
Have you ever blind melon fish hooked the girl?
Have you ever blind melon chitlined?
No. Have you ever blind melon hooned?
Can't say I have.
Blind melon hoon. Mm-hmm. Blind melon. Yeah, shit in hoon. Good shit. No, the blind marlin fish hook move.
Oh, I know that one. It sounds something like this. You guys have all been officially Rickrolled.
Well, you didn't set it up with the porno stuff.
Oh, you just can't see it. I got it over here. I've made a partition that blocks you from seeing my pornography. Which is not just pictures.
Hey, man. I need to pack another bowl.
All right.
Pack another bowl. Pack
so
another
it's
bowl.
New Year's, right?
My hearing.
It's going to be tomorrow.
It's been impaired since you just played that.
Well, it's New Year's Eve. It's New Year's Eve is what I meant.
Yeah,
it's is
New
there
Year's
a distinction
Eve.
Between New Year's and New Year's Eve?
Yeah, there's New Year's Eve, and then there's New Year's Day by U2.
There's some other songs.
New Year's
there.
Day.
All is
makes
cool.
Me
man, I miss those old holiday shows that were like those little claymation fucking Rudolph and shit.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, they still play them, but
they still play them.
They need to have new ones, huh?
No, I don't know, man.
Mr.
I just
Bill
miss
does
watching
Christmas.
Them.
They're not, so, they don't hold
know,
up,
I mean,
they don't hold
they
up
don't
as well, do they?
Genres.
No.
Other like holiday genres.
Do you think they hold up well, though, Al?
Like, well, maybe if they just redubbed them all. Like, maybe.
But they're not going to be the same if they do
it. Maybe they reworded it. Reworded the shit they're saying.
Yeah.
Maybe.
We still show it to little kids.
Like the old dentist or whatever on Frosty. Was it Frosty that the dentist was on?
No, that was on Rudolph, yo.
That was the...
what was his name?
The gay elf.
Oh.
The gay elf.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Because the dude wants to be a dentist. He's homosexual.
Didn't you know that? All dentists.
I did not know that.
Yep.
But I knew that there are some hot assistants.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's why they don't mind working with dentists, because they're all gay.
You know, what's her name? Isn't she a dental assistant? Katie?
Yes. And she's smoking hot.
Yep.
Beautiful young woman.
And that's why she works with dentists, because they don't ever harass her for sexual favors, because they're all gay. That's why hot girls work with dentists, because they don't have to worry about advances.
Even
they just get fashion
married.
Tips, and they get to hang out and have a good time with their girlfriends.
Yeah.
Okay, come on, you guys. You guys watch Sex in the City this week? Oh, wait, is that show still on? I'm just watching reruns on Netflix.
No, yo, is it?
Oh.
What about Desperate Housewives?
What about 90210, the new one?
What about Dallas?
No.
Hey,
no.
Did you guys hear the fucking Larry Hagman died?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a long time ago.
No, just recently.
No.
Yeah, recently.
Dude, he just was like was on the new Dallas show.
Yeah, he was on the new Dallas. Mm-hmm. There's a new Dallas 2012.
You know who else is dead I found out recently? Charles Bronson.
He's been dead.
Well, I know, Elvis. But I didn't know that.
Just like Lefty Frizzell, dude. Remember
dude,
Lefty
somebody
Frizzell?
Somebody died, like, and I like blew my mind too, though. But
Santa.
I can't remember who it was.
Old Dirty Bastard.
No.
He
Jesus.
Did.
Jesus died.
Run Simmons. Hey, you know what's coming back?
Yeah.
The phrase word, which it never left for you.
Getting the round.
Word.
And then word to your mother.
Oh, yeah?
Which if you had to be pretty gangster to say that, I always say sentence to your father.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Because people that say word to your mother, their dad's probably in prison anyway.
Adverb.
No. Adverb, you know what's not coming back? Jesus.
Yeah, he's not?
No. I don't think so. Maybe.
I think he already did, though, didn't he?
We missed it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, the 21st. No, that was the Mayan rapture.
No, I think he.
And if you're listening to this, you know it didn't happen.
Yeah. The mother didn't take care of herself.
Or did it?
Yeah. It did. Or did it? Or so the Germans would have you believe.
Yeah.
Or did it?
It's a conspiracy theory of massive proportions.
Like the bell that, like, disappeared in Germany, and then they found a crazy bell in New York, man. Farmer saw shoot through the air.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to watch Ryan Seacrest tonight?
No.
I don't even know who that is.
He's the new Dick Clark. Rocking New
there
Year's
is
Eve.
There's no Dick
Clark. Oh, did you hear he passed away? Dick Clark.
Finally?
Like, really? You didn't know that? He's been dead for about a year.
That guy is like old.
He was only 82.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he had
started young.
He had that stroke, though, that left him.
You know
a stroke of good luck?
Like, I think it was because I always like kind of like him and Casey Kasem's life together.
Casey Kasem.
It's Shaggy.
And now for a long-distance dedication from Mary in Baltimore, sending out to her long-lost love. Did you know that his daughter,
Nikki
actually
Six.
Does a show with Nikki Six.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's what he
today
that's
on Casey Kasem's Top 40. We will be talking to Nikki Six and the Sixth Sense.
Do they do those Top 40s anymore? I remember they used
Rick D's.
Yeah,
he used to go down.
Oh
my God, he was such a terrible comedian. I was like, why is this guy on this shit?
He was a DJ. They do like a year too. There was a guy that would come in on the weekends and he would do like a year, highlight a year.
A year of what?
Hard to do a year.
A year in music. He would go 1972.
In January,
yeah,
we had the top hit from Nickelback hitting the charts.
In 1972.
That was the early days of Nickelback.
I believe it.
Do you guys think that it would be awesome to have a birthday on New Year's Eve so you could just have a fucking whaling party?
I think it'd be awesome to have a birthday on leap year.
I noticed a couple people that are their age is only like, the guy's 60 and he's only 15.
Yeah.
Really? He's only had 15 birthdays.
I had a teacher retire when she was 14.
But they don't really go by that. I mean, really, you're still that many years, but it's just funny that you've only had
your birthday comes at those times.
Yeah. Yeah. It depends on it. What if your family didn't allow you to celebrate it on the 28th?
Well, they should give you 4 years worth of presents on one day. You know,
it's like responsibility.
It is a birthday, but it only comes every 4 years.
Yeah, but then you'd be getting outdated iPods and stuff because they bought it like 3 years ago.
Yeah, I don't want no first generation. I don't want an 84 Escort. Okay. So there's a few.
You wouldn't be able. I mean, they could be like money back for me. Like I'm just saying. Like I wonder if like. Never mind. I'm just so fucking stoned right now.
I'm stoned and stuffed and drunk.
I thought you were loading another.
I am fucking loading another.
You got too stoned?
Went off and thought.
So I'm just going to do this now because I asked you guys if you'd like to have a birthday on the 31st. There's some celebrities that are going to be partying tonight for not only their birthday, but for New Year's Eve. Andy Summers, who knows who he is?
Guitarist for The Police.
Nice job, Flame. Ding, 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 ding.
And he invented the summer.
No one told me we were going to have a contest.
It wasn't really a contest. He's 60 today.
Wow.
60. Wait, no, 70?
He's 70.
He was born in 1942. Andy Summers, 70.
Well, my dad was born in 1943.
Yeah, Patti Smith. 69. Remember her?
Yes.
Because the night belonged to lover. No, that's Patti Smythe. I'm talking 70s Patti Smith, New York hardcore, you know.
I know who you're saying, man.
Because the night. And that song was written by Bruce Springsteen, believe it or not.
Wow. Nice.
If you think about that song and hear him singing it, it's totally Bruce. Yeah. Who knows who Burton Cummings is?
Burton Cummings. Sounds
he's a writer.
Familiar.
He does write, but he's a singer.
Well, yeah, he's a singer for a 70s group.
Can you guess who?
Yeah.
Ah, ding, 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 ding. We have a winner.
I knew I had heard the
name.
This
is fucking bullshit. Did you guys talk about this shit beforehand?
No.
There better not be a fucking prize, man. Better not be a fucking prize.
I've seen the Guess Who.
When? Recently?
No.
So did neighbor of the tag cast, Lance Phil. Just saw him last year.
Lance Landfill? My 21st birthday at the Toy Inn in Corvallis.
We should start calling him Landfill. Lance Phil. The landfill. And also today, not Jim Morrison, but Val Kilmer, who was pretty much in the Doors movie. He did such a good job playing Jim Morrison.
No, Jim Morrison's birthday is like December 4th.
No, I know. Val Kilmer's birthday, though, today.
When is Jim Morrison's birthday? December 4th?
No, it's the 8th, actually.
Yeah.
December.
Which was the same day that Dimebag and John Lennon died.
Yep.
On Morrison's birthday. Weird shit. Which is actually today. Scott Ian's birthday also today.
Oh, he was born on
Anthrax.
3rd of July.
Yeah.
New Year's Eve, baby. He's going to be 50.
Oh, he died.
So he's the same age as Lars Ulrich.
Mm-hmm.
50.
And then we have some friends with birthdays. Anthony Griffin, former videographer for Victims of Internal Decay. He's down in Vegas now. My Facebook friend wants to come up and visit. And my other good buddy that I used to work with, the country coach, Billy Baldwin. Sometimes listen to the show. So happy birthday, Bill. And Anthony,
yeah,
a.k.a. Tony. And that's all of our birthdays. That's out of the way. Now we can talk about good stuff.
Yeah. I knew a dude that used to have a birthday on New Year's.
It's not on that day anymore, or did he die?
No, it's not on that day anymore.
He got his birthday changed?
Yeah.
I didn't know you could do that.
No, I don't think that's what happened.
Well.
Oh, my God. Is this the way to start out New Year's? New Year's?
We haven't even started yet. We're just building up for the party.
Yeah.
Fuck.
It's like 4 a.m.
Have you ever took a blow
job?
No, a blow up doll to a New Year's Eve party.
As big, wait a minute. I got a question for that.
I did, and she turned out to be quite the airhead.
No!
Hi-yo! As a date or as a prop?
All right, a prop.
No.
As a date?
No.
How about wise?
I just had the question, man.
Have you ever used one to get into the carpool lane?
3 times.
I've done that, man.
I have driven in the carpool lane. I've never, like, if I didn't have somebody with me and I drove in it, I just drove it. I don't like try to put my hand up holding the hat over there.
Because you're a rebel. That's
I'm what. Holding a hat up. I can see that. What happens though when you're in the car with your lady friend and you're in the carpool lane because there's two of you and she wants to get all frisky and then all of a sudden it looks like there's one of you,
but and then the cop pulls you over and she's got her head in your lap.
Yeah, and then you're like, hey, we're carpooling.
Yeah,
that wouldn't bother me a bit.
And she's carpooling. It's a pool.
You
job.
Know. You know.
It's safe as long as she has her seatbelt on, right?
I don't think she can get down there with the seatbelt on. She'd have to at least take the shoulder strap off. Strap on. Strap off. She'd have to at least take her strap on off.
That is true.
Boy, I didn't even think about it till now. We sure did have fun down there at the Dixie for that Gatch game. Wasn't that a good time?
That was a blast.
That was blast times. I can't believe that more people didn't come. We had to use the same contestants all night. And I can't believe that the favorite of everyone was, what was her name? Janice?
Mm-hmm.
She likes to put her blank on before she gets in the shower. You guys got
to do you have cards we're supposed to fill out now?
No. Well, he's
contest and blank is like some old 60s fucking show.
No, that's going to be that's actually already happened, but we're going to invite you to it anyway. She puts my ex-wife on before she goes
in the shower. Before we make whoopee, my girl likes to blank.
Where's the strangest place you've ever made whoopee?
She likes to think about Whoopi Goldberg.
In her blank. Did you guys
likes when I put my blank in her pussy?
What is foot?
Cheeseburger.
Pizza. Cheeseburger pizza.
My wife says blank when I put my thumb in her ass.
All right. Ouch. Or
stop.
Yippee-ki-yay, yay, motherfucker.
Hey, so you guys, we're all done with Christmas and everything. I was wondering if you guys celebrated Festivus.
Oh, Festivus.
That was the 23rd.
Festivus for the rest of us.
You guys know about that, obviously.
Oh, yeah. The Feats of Strength. I love it.
Okay, well, there is an actual Festivus pole and a nativity scene in Deerfield Beach, Florida.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Crazy Floridians. It's made of Pabst Blue Ribbon beer cans and a menorah.
Nice.
It's got a menorah on top of an 8 feet Pabst Blue Ribbon.
So how's the atheist in if there's a menorah?
I don't know. It just says the poll is in a reference to December 23rd atheist holiday that became a pop culture after being featured in a sign.
Is it an atheist holiday, or does it just not belong to a religion? So they
don't believe in believe in God.
Well, I thought he just did it just wait a minute. I thought he believed in God. I just thought he got tired of all the bullshit.
It was. So yeah. There's a festival for the rest of us.
I think it might be the writer, maybe confused, or maybe he's trying to conject.
Yeah, so this guy apparently has been trying to get this city to remove their nativity scene for 5 years because it offends him. You know, he's an atheist or whatever. Yeah. So now he's just decided to change his plan of action and ask for space to express his own beliefs. So they allowed it, and he's got his 23 beer can, 8 feet high, aluminum basically aluminum pole.
Kind of sounds like a totem pole.
Yeah.
But it's and a
that's
pole.
Such a crock of shit. What an asshole, man.
Well, yeah, he doesn't believe in God.
He's not doing anything for any kind of belief. He's doing something for personal self-satisfaction.
So he could get on the Tag Team podcast.
Yeah, I don't think, you know, I mean, I don't think anybody should claim
what
that.
What a jerk off, man.
You know, and if you're going to put a pole up, have a real
pole. It's an atheist holiday. No,
let's call this guy up. He's a blogger. His name's Chaz Stevens. So if you guys want to give him a piece of your mind, just go to his blog and check him out.
Oh, I don't have my phone in here.
Well,
give me his blog.
Later when you're listening to this episode, if you do listen to it.
If
you're narcissistic enough to listen to your own episodes. Are you?
I only listened to the beginning and the other two, but I bet we had fun though.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Those were good times.
Yeah, we did.
I listened to more of the other shows than I do on my own.
Yeah.
Right on. Yeah.
A lot of people don't like to hear their own voice.
You were there.
Yeah, you know what happened.
Right? Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, that's kind of old. That maybe I'll listen to them, around now might not be bad because, I don't quite remember everything that happened at those.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something that you could revisit later. Probably.
Yeah.
And Hans, switching subjects. Sorry, Hans, for Friday's episode. I was feeling a little snarky. And I didn't play your song because I knew I'd get a rise out of you.
Uh-huh.
And I know that you need that every once in a while.
It is the time of year that you can be bad without consequence.
Yeah, between Christmas and New Year's, that's the time you get to be bad and Santa can't hold you to it.
That's shit, guys. Come on. That's not true. That cannot be true.
Why not?
It could be.
Because, man. Who said? I don't know.
You did?
It just doesn't make any sense that Santa would give you some kind of leeway, some gray area.
Yeah, he's got a nap, though, after delivering all the toys. He naps till New Year's.
Man, he didn't even keep track. It's like this guy's got like this shit all rigged up on some kind of... Man, I watch cartoons, man. I know how it all works.
Uh-huh.
I was just watching this one today, man. And I guess apparently, this was on Phineas and Ferb. I just learned this today that... whenever somebody's bad, like even right up till Christmas, like it appears like this little thing will go off, man. And this guy, they got this little elf.
Uh-huh.
They're smaller than I thought because on Phineas and Ferb, they only came up to their ankles. I mean, they were led to their knees. I was like,
those fucking things are tiny, man.
Well, maybe they're the tell on you elves and they're smaller.
Are you sure they weren't Smurfs?
No, they were not blue. I know what a Smurf is, dude. They weren't even wearing white hats.
Are you trying to insult his intelligence?
I know, right? I mean, Smurfs don't even have pointy ears. Like, their ears are rounded, dude. Like,
yeah, you guys just settle down. Last Wednesday was Boxing Day. We can't be fired.
But no, man.
I'm just kidding.
And so I stood up and I was like, I'm not even doing this anymore. And I walked the fuck out of there.
Fight.
Oh, sorry. You weren't even Phineas and Ferb anymore?
That's right. And so the elves are all like... Hey, man, this whole town was bad. All right. And you know what they did? They fucking found all the letters that they sent in. And they sent it back to the town. And they all said, naughty. Everybody lived in the town. So these elves not only fucking know, like, when you're doing your shit. So right now, I mean, okay, I probably shouldn't have, like, mushroom tattooed that hooker we went halves on. You know? Mm-hmm. I probably shouldn't have done that. But you know what? It's going to come back on me.
You think so?
Because, well, yeah, fucking right now, the elf has just got like some little reading. And he's all like, Alminta, putting mushroom tattoos on girls' foreheads again. Like she wasn't even ready for it that time. Sometimes we let him slide because they see it coming. But when they're not ready for it, Al's huge. That guy's cock weighs at least fucking 3 pounds. Like...
Around
and the hand, the hammer, the blunt trauma this girl receives.
My cock weighs 3 pounds. Around, think about it. So anyway, yeah, I haven't watched a lot of Phineas and Ferb or whatever it's called, but I've been.
I'm
watching
just saying,
this,
I know how the elves work.
I've been watching this other cartoon called Oscar's Oasis. Have you ever watched that?
No,
dude, it's pretty fucking good. It's about this little lizard. It's kind of like Roadrunner-ish. It's got this little lizard, and he's always trying to find a drink because he's always so hot. There's no dialogue, and there's these other three animals that, like, fuck with him. And it's awesome. For a no-dialogue cartoon, it's very cool. And I have a good time watching it with my godson, and he loves it. So it's one of those shows that you can watch and enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to listen to a bunch of
stupid kid talk, but
yeah.
They infuse all these adult things into it that the kids don't even get, you know, mm-hmm. like SpongeBob Word. Does that kind of stuff. But anyway, enough cartoon show. Enough cartoon talk. Sorry, Hans, we got sidetracked, but what's in Hans's CD player? What's in Hans's CD player?
Got a spot.
What's in Hans's CD player?
Hans!
We're going to find out today. What's in Hans's CD player?
Hans's?
What's in Hans's CD player?
Hans's?
What's in Hans's CD player?
Hans's?
We're going to find out right now.
Very nice. I hope you like that, Hans.
Hans is listening to Grave today. Have anybody heard of Grave? They're a band.
Nope.
Death metal band from the 90s. I think they're out still, but this album, I believe, about 1994. That's my guess. Hans, am I wrong? Oh, you can't tell us because you can't get a hold of us. Sorry for skipping your song the other day, but I just wanted to, like I said, get a rise out of you.
Yeah.
Because you need
Ooh,
that.
Who packed this bowl?
Somebody. Wasn't me. It must have been you.
Somebody knocking on my door.
My medicine, in there. My medicine jar got emptied already, so crumbles.
But,
So what are you going to do during, what's your plans for the New Year's, Flames? You got any big plans, like major plans? You're going to buy a house or a car or?
Oh, you don't just mean tonight, you mean
I'm already buying a car.
Fucking big
You're going to raise a baby, I know that, for the next 20 years or so.
I'd like to get a hold of a motorcycle.
Why? You can't fucking put a baby on a motorcycle, dude?
No, I have.
You need to get a fucking station wagon.
I already have two vehicles.
Is one of them a station wagon?
No,
oh, is that mama calling right now?
Where are you?
Oh, it is mama. She's like, you better bring some fucking milk home and some cereal.
And some pizza now.
And some apple pie. Huh. Was it her? Oh, it was. Oh, righteous.
So before I forget, I don't know what you guys are all doing tonight for New Year's Eve, but some of you ought to head down to the Dixie Creek Saloon. They're having a metal show down yeah. there. I think Catechus and Brutos.
Metal, like...
Like heavy metal music.
Oh, but not like they're not selling like aluminum roofs.
I have.
No, they are that. They're doing that too. But
I have a New Year's resolution.
What's it going to be?
1280 by 720.
Only.
1280.
That's a new resolution.
That's a resolution joke.
I'm going to change my resolution to 780.
Fucking crazy, dude. That's funny. You should put that on Facebook.
Yeah, you don't. You should save it for your stand-up and say, my New Year's resolution is 300 DPI. You're like, what? I used to be 72.
Yeah.
You better put it on there because I will if you don't.
For all you listeners, and if you steal that.
I don't have ever.
So if you put something on Facebook, you're saying I can't use it in stand-up?
Oh, you can. They do that all the time. Most comedians tweet all their jokes before they try.
That's where I get all my
jokes. Why, so they get LOLs back?
Well, they just tweet them.
LMAO or whatever the fuck the LOL is.
I like that one was LMAO, AOAOAOAO.
Yeah.
You were laughing your ass off at Jerry Murphy.
Well, yeah, that was some pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, we were on I don't know, he was listening to...
an old episode?
Yeah, and he was laughing, and instead of just LMAO, he was LMAO, AOAO, LMAO, AOLAMAO.
That's
yeah.
my
I was laughing in the middle of the keyboard.
He's all LMAO.
It was pretty intense.
The orgasm of laughter.
I know.
Letters.
So I'm going to have a huge party at my house tonight.
Right on.
You guys want to come over?
Is it a survivor party?
No, it's a liver party.
Are you really having a party tonight?
New Year's Eve party. Tonight.
Is there going to be a single bronze?
Not tonight, tonight, but tonight, tonight.
Tonight.
Here we go all the way tonight. Can we go all the way tonight, 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 tonight?
Are there going to be hot chicks there, dude?
Tonight.
Well, I'm not too sure. Even though it seems like there's not very long between now and then, there's actually more time than you think. And I will let you know.
Well, it's 4 o'clock in the fucking morning, man.
I know. We got like what?
Tell your girlfriends to call their friends.
We got like 12 hours before the party starts. So I'll get some bitches. Oh, wait. I'll get some girls over there for you.
I'm looking for bitches.
You looking for broads?
No, I don't really care, man.
You like them a little.
It'd be nice if there are girls there, though, that I could talk and
What about ladies?
Yeah.
Is there a difference between ladies and girls? Girls and ladies and... Women? Is there a difference between women and ladies
well,
and girls?
Know, I don't know, man. I'm,
girls and ladies.
I don't
and
just
women?
Jump into anything, man. I'm like, I think more like ladies, the laid-back surfer dude.
A ladies will, ladies
smokeable.
Wipe. Ladies,
ladies wipe from the front to the back.
Ooh, so they got pissy assholes.
Yeah, but you don't want a shitty vagina. Man.
You don't.
You don't
want
to like.
That's you don't know what I want.
That's the difference between a girl and a lady.
You don't want to like.
There's a name for that.
She don't want like dingleberries on her pubes, like way up above her clit, man.
It's called
like
a downtown chili dog.
Oh.
You fill the badge full of poop, and then you stick your dog in it. And
who's sucking on chili dogs down by the pasty freeze?
I would not soak my dog's fucking face in a shit-filled pussy. Mm-hmm.
What about your own?
I know, my dog. Yeah. Are you talking about my dick?
What about your own face?
My face into a fucking shit-filled vag? No, God, no.
Why do I always just picture like
that? But I will say this, man, I fucking love eating pussy.
Oh, me
what about,
too. That's
what
tasty.
About like
shit.
What
what's
about
for
the
dinner?
Dairy Queen banana boat where you got the sliced banana in her vag?
You know, I've got to say, I've never really like fucked around.
With
well,
fruit.
I mean, I've played with.
You're not
like,
a fruit
you know,
fucker.
We've done a lot of. I mean, I've done, you know, I've experimented.
I mean,
yeah, I've played the few.
I mean that.
I mean it.
Yeah,
but I don't do that currently. It's not like I
Kermit.
I don't.
Kermitly.
Yeah, yeah.
She's tired of fucking frog's ass.
Oh. Why are we so high this early,
fish.
First of all?
Because it's been going all weekend, dude.
And B.
That's the B.
I didn't even say Kermit. I said.
Currently. You said Kermitly. Oh. It sounded like you said Kermitly.
Right.
Like,
but
rewind
what
the tape.
What are we talking about?
Miss Piggy.
Yeah, you're talking
no.
about.
Would you ever have sex with a pig? If she was this
we
pretty.
Were not even talking about that shit.
Did you fall asleep for a second? Because I think you're browning out.
I'm fucking browning out, man.
I'm going to be browning
out. I'm calling it browning out.
I'm
right
going
now.
To be browning out later at my fucking brown out party.
Brown out from a weed.
I'm having a brown out party for New Year's Eve in Brownsville. Brownoutsville.
Motherfucking brown out.
I want to change the name to Blacksville, but there's
no,
only,
but what
are
we talking about?
Who even knows?
Next Tuesday?
We're talking about shit-filled vaginas.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, oh, no, yeah, I really don't.
Thanks for reminding
involve food.
No, I didn't know.
I don't get food involved. I mean, unless the chick was like,
oh, shit is
let's
food.
Get this food. No, because remember we evolved, dude, to like the
gourds
the,
and shit.
Yeah, the yeah. bananas and the
a baby pickle.
Flames like in pea soup. I still don't understand that one.
And I don't understand why but, you said that peanut butter burns your asshole so bad.
Who said peanut butter burns their asshole?
I think you fell asleep. I don't even know.
have you guys ever heard that song like
dog owner?
Hear Boy Sparky by Vaginal Discharge, VD?
No.
It's about the whole song's about this chick who, of course, like was very lonely. So she closes up her windows and draws her shades and takes the jiffy. Puts it in her vag.
Or Skip.
Calls her dog over.
Skippy.
She says, here, boy, Sparky, come and get some peanut butter. It's pretty cool.
Dogs like
show
peanut butter.
You love me. Or some shit like that. But anyway, it's
fun. That'd be a horrible way to
and
find
then she
out.
Gets busted.
That'd be a horrible way to find out you're allergic to peanut butter, though.
By having the dog eat it?
Or by just putting it in your bag?
Yeah, by putting it on
well,
your bag.
Well, I'm sure like first-time peanut butter users don't necessarily go to the store and be all like, on their way home being like, you know, I've never had peanut butter before. But just by looking at the jar, I would really like to have that
well,
inside
if you,
of me.
If yeah. you hated,
but not in my mouth.
No, but if you hated peanut butter from a child, but you wanted to have your badge licked by a dog, and then you thought, well, peanut butter naturally, but I don't like the stuff. So
well, yeah, but how nice is it? How do you know whether your dog suffers from a peanut allergy?
That is true. You could like, be killing your
he'd
dog.
He'd be going, oh, that smells good. Next thing you know, he's all swelled up. His eyes are bugging
fucking
out of his
dying, head. And you're like, yeah. And then you're all like, oh, my God, my vagina killed him. You don't. She doesn't make the correlation between the peanuts. And mm-hmm. she's just
and
thinking,
the penis.
My vag killed
it's poison.
Dog. My vag is poison. She won't let anybody ever eat her pussy
if you guys,
again.
If this was a video
every
podcast,
time some guy's trying to, like, finger bang
I would be
her,
zooming in on flavor.
She's all
right
like,
now.
No, no. Like, oh, you got to go wash your hands now. Don't taste it. Oh, you're going to get sick and die. Don't. Don't.
Call the vet. What happened? Willie has a peanut allergy, and I just realized that my vagina was covered with peanut butter, and he just wouldn't stop licking it off, and now he's foaming at the mouth.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's dead.
Oh, he's dead. Okay, just fuck him and then throw him in the garbage can. See, you can be as rude as possible between Christmas and New Year's, and it doesn't matter.
I don't believe so. I told you, I've been watching cartoons lately. I know how it works now.
Okay, what is Santa's rule?
On...
What's on being good? You have to be good from December 26th?
No, see, he understands that you're going to be naughty
once
in a while.
That means no peanut butter on the badge.
You're going to be
naughty. That's true.
Well, why is that being naughty? Isn't she just like...
She's getting
the dog
good,
some food, and then she's getting a little something back as a receptacle.
Yeah, because what's
why not
the
just
dog?
Throw your throw she's some gravy train on there?
It wasn't like the dog was like outside, like.
So what are you saying? Fill it up with kibbles and bits,
mm-hmm.
and bits and bits and bits.
Yeah,
and pop rocks.
Because then you're enticing teeth action.
No, you pop them out pop them out like ping pong.
I don't think she's gonna be able to like get the perfect pressure around the clit.
She might have she might end up with a piercing down there from the dog tooth.
Unwanted labia clitoris, repeated piercings with just jagged.
This is by far the most vulgar podcast of the year. We better put an NC-17 warning at the beginning.
So
of
how when did we start this thing?
About 45 minutes ago.
No,
50 minutes ago.
No, I'm talking about our whole show.
The podcast cast?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, we're not a podcast cast. The Tag Cast podcast started in May.
Wow.
This is like our 80th episode or some shit. No, wait, 90-something now.
Wow. That's intense.
Yeah.
We're going to have a celebration early 2013 for our 100th episode.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
I wonder when
that's going to be.
It's going to be here in the studio, but it's going
to
be...
No, you need to do a live somewhere.
We should. Where should we do it? Riley's? Live from Almenta's truck.
We could do it live from my garage.
Cool, yeah, it would.
We watched some 66-cent movies.
Fucking awesome.
We've talked about this before, but I want to ask you two guys. Are you guys good-hearted enough to where if you found a large sum of money, you would try to find the rightful owner, or would you just say, fuck?
How large?
Nobody's $15,000.
All right.
If you were in, say, a local business and you found an envelope on the floor, you picked it up and then you get outside and it's got $15,000 in it, what do you do?
Oh, it was in the envelope.
How many people were in this place?
I don't know.
Few? Many? Am I likely seen by somebody picking up this envelope?
Oh, this was actually in a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
The waitress found it.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
the waitress found it.
Yep. So she asked whose it was, and she found out who the owner was, and gave it back to him. And now he's offered her a job in his office
because
she was a lowly cafe worker. So now she has a better job, and this is a weird amount, but he gave her $161 for returning $15,500.
Weird.
Yeah.
Well, because
we talked a couple weeks ago about that person that found $900,000 in his taxi cab.
Yeah.
And whether he should have given it back or not.
Yeah. Well, obviously he gave it back or else he didn't say anything, right? Or else he wouldn't.
It wouldn't have been in the news.
Yeah.
Exactly. So each of these people that have given back these large sums of money have been rewarded, but not as handsomely as I would think.
Yeah. What the one $900,000 guy get?
I can't
like
remember.
$2,000 or
yeah,
something like
that. Yeah, it was like $2,000
right?
or something. Now, this guy got $161 out of $15,000.
Well,
you should at least give him five.
I'd be happy with that.
What if you just...
$161 you didn't
are you
have?
Saying
exactly.
You should, are you saying you should,
yeah, I guess
you should finger some of the money back and say, hey, this is all I found?
No, I'd say if you found it, either keep it all or give it all back. But
50%.
If
I found this $10 in my cab... Oh, yeah, $900,000.
Say you're in a remote area, though, where you'd know that nobody saw you find it. Would you keep it?
Well, a cab would be different because they would probably.
Right, and a restaurant
out, like,
would be different.
Remember.
Yeah, in a restaurant. If
a restaurant could be different, man. An envelope? Like, no, we didn't see no envelope. Anybody could have came in and picked it up. Taxi cab, hey, they usually generally
the last person
they clean out their car.
$900,000 is a huge amount.
They just don't pick up
$900,000. That's a very nice tip. Well, thank you.
Where was the $15,000 in? Was it in a wallet?
It was in an envelope.
Oh.
Like a probably like a mafia envelope.
Man,
you know?
That's just poor schnibbers for
schnibbers.
That's poor schnibbers. For
what kind of a word is schnibbers?
Poor schnibbers for putting it in.
I shove that shit in my fucking apron.
Yeah, dude, don't be putting poor schnibbers to be putting money in an envelope
Times
and just
hard.
Being able to lose it like that.
Schnibbers.
You hold on to your money. You know, you protect it.
Yeah. And if someone's going to be that loose with that much
why
money.
Why goes into the bank?
Yeah. 15 you almost deserve
in an
it, right?
Envelope.
Yeah.
You know what? That shit's in my front pocket, and my hand is on it.
Uh-huh.
Or it's in my chain.
Well, what
wallet.
Are you doing with $900,000 in a cab? I mean, how do you forget that in there? You kind of deserve to lose it.
Yeah,
don't
but
you?
I'm just saying that.
Hey, did you grab that money?
Like,
no, I thought you had it.
Mm-hmm. Well, we just jumped out of that.
It's
cab.
It's only $900,000. Didn't you leave him a tip? Yeah. Fuck! He's never bringing our money back now.
God damn it!
That'd be a nice tip.
900,000?
Yeah, that's what you could blame it on that. You could be like, I just thought it was a tip, right?
Hey, did
what
one
are you
person
doing carrying around almost $1 million bucks?
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway?
Did one person win that recent big lottery? Or was it two?
Yeah.
Two?
Two.
One in Arizona and then one somewhere else.
So they have to split it at 50-50?
Mm-hmm.
They each get like 149.
149
after all the taxes.
Yeah.
Darn it.
I think not bad, though.
149 million, I could I'd be all right.
Yeah, well, you figure
slightly.
You figure even if you lived 70 more years, right, that's $2 million a year.
I could give 50 of my close friends $1 million and still be fine, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Take $2 million and put it in a bank account that generates enough money to cover all my costs. And then
do a bunch of accounts that way.
And then I'd buy a bunch of cocaine and move to Colorado.
Cocaine.
Take 40.
I do cocaine.
Take 40 accounts at $1 million
piece. I'm Roxo the rock and roll clown, and I do cocaine.
You got to stop doing that cocaine.
I showed you 7 times. It's William Murderface. He tells you don't do cocaine, fucking Roxo. You fucking idiot. Nobody's perfect, you know.
Likes the Roxos.
Those
he gives me laughs.
He's my good friend.
You guys get jealous.
Tokies. Shuts up. I need an episode 4 of that. I tried to watch some of Bob's Burgers.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, what was the one that,
no,
that Brendan
funny,
Small
man.
Did?
Yeah.
No, Bob's Burgers is
no.
fucking funny, yo.
That oh, Home Movies?
Yeah, Home Movies. That's the one it was.
Oh, Home
that's
Movies.
That's Squiggly
Line.
Yeah, Squiggle Vision.
Squiggle Vision. And I didn't realize I'd seen part of that before, but I never knew it was the dude from Metalocalypse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
it's
the,
pretty
the,
funny
the little
in a kind of a weird way, huh?
Too. Yeah, yeah.
What?
The guy that does Metalocalypse, the Death Clock. That's
the guys,
the guy
yeah,
does Home
the
Movies.
Two guys from Home Movies split. And
the character is actually Brendan.
One,
in
yeah,
the,
yeah. One
guy,
did Metalocalypse, and the other one
oh,
went
what?
To do Bob's Burgers.
You know Brendan Small from Metalocalypse. He's the guy that does all the music and stuff from Death Clock. You know, no.
He's the powerhouse behind the show.
He's also like the main artist and all that stuff. Anyway, Brendan Small is his name, the guy behind Metalocalypse. Well, he was in Home Movies was his previous thing, so mm-hmm. that's the same guy.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Oh.
You know.
Man.
Yeah.
He finally got it.
Yeah, it's pretty. Yeah, it's a pretty cool show though. I like the Home Movies.
Squiggle Vision.
With the soccer coach McGurk,
yeah.
who's on Bob's Burgers now, and he's on many. Adult Swim shows.
Is Bob's Burger Squiggle Vision too?
He might even be on Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Aqua Teen.
So what's that?
I don't know.
Bob's Burger Squiggle Vision? No.
I don't think he's on Aqua Teen, man.
No.
He might be. He might be like Carl or something.
Me? No, Carl is like, that's not him.
Who plays Carl?
Is this kind of overweight guy.
Well,
I've seen him on like,
well,
Adult
he looks
Swim,
just like Carl,
like,
doesn't he?
Probably.
I think Carl does Master Shake, too.
Mm. Mm. Who does Meatwad?
I don't know. Meatwad's funny, though.
I love that show.
I haven't watched
it
in a long time. I used to watch it late night all the time when Metalocalypse was
on. I love the one
strong.
With David Cross on there, the Happy Time Harry doll.
I don't think I saw that one.
That was funny. It's like a doll. He has a dialysis kit and a knife.
The Danzig one was funny, too.
Yeah.
Mastodon, I think, was on there one time.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Yeah, but he had the little fucking knife and no hand or something.
Yeah, he had no hand, and he's like, I got to pay my bills. You got to give me some money so I can pay my bills. I'm going to cut you. I was just a little
doll. Like the fruit was on there, and they're trying to drink alcohol out of the fucking sink.
Yeah, because
his wife pours alcohol down the sink, and he tries to go fucking take out the drop so he can drink it.
Well, Frylock took him out to buy a doll because Meatwad wanted a doll. And then they didn't have enough money to buy the nice doll. All they could afford was Happy Time Harry with his drinking problem.
And that was David Cross?
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome. I might have to seek that out if it's on the Nutfucks.
Yeah, it's like season one or two.
Right on. I used to only catch random episodes on late night Adult Swim when I was waiting for Death Clock.
They did the fucking, what's his name? Motorhead's on there, man. Fucking,
Lemmy?
Yeah, where they do the robot spiders that play the guitars, and he's like doing a video there, and he's like, what the fuck is this?
I always enjoyed the black.
And like bashes something, like destroys everything, and then he like shakes ass or something.
I always enjoyed the Brack show, too.
Fuck yeah, dude,
I still haven't got to watch that yet.
Not really, I don't know, man. I enjoyed Brack more when he was on Space Ghost, yo.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, the Brack show I thought was pretty funny with the praying mantid. Mantis and his dad on there.
I like them more when
they
were on Space Ghost.
When his dad was rapping.
Nope. They're going to sell me on the Ricky Ricardo a little. Dude,
he was. What is up, mother?
Fuck yeah. That's why I said that reference.
I know. It was completely. It was completely Ricky Ricardo.
Totally, dude. Like, it's. I don't know. I got to say Space Ghost, the combination of all three of those guys all together was fucking awesome.
And just the guests and how...
I saw some like crazy guests on
there,
dude.
First time I saw that, I was so blown out of my mind, stoned, and then on top of it was so surreal, I didn't even know if what I was watching was real.
So I think that might be... Where are we? Are we at an hour? Wrap it up. I'll take it. We're wrapping up the year. So I'm serious, you guys. We're having a party at my house. So if you guys, all you listeners from all the different countries, if you want to head over, or if just you Oregonians want to come out, we're going to have a big blowout.
Hell yeah.
Hail to the Izzledaf.
It's going
to
be cold. So we'll have the whole huddle around the fireplace and...
I'll bring some pizza boxes for it.
It's inside, right?
It's outside. Yeah,
I don't
want
to be like cold. I hate parties I go to that are outside. I'm freezing my balls off, man.
No, we're
going to
be warm and cozy inside.
Cool.
With a maximum capacity of about 20 people.
Wow.
Man.
We'll see how it goes. We don't know what's happening.
Dude,
we'd like to
like
thank you guys.
Five of us in here, man. That's a quarter of the party.
I know.
Yeah.
The party's already started. 4 days ago, man. We've been partying all weekend.
Fucking word.
Flames, Al, thank you guys for being on the show.
Yes. Thank you, man.
Thank
last
you.
Guests of the fucking year. So there's
wrapping
that.
Yeah, and I'll talk to you guys in a few months to tell you Happy New Year.
You better not.
Man.
I will punch you.
That would be just bad form, Gatch. Bad form.
You don't know what bad form is until you try telling someone Happy New
Year
in March.
Be bad snizzle or whatever.
No, shit, just because we talked about this previously, though, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, you knew it bothered us, and then you just bring it back and throw it in our face after we've been drinking and smoking all weekend.
No, that's not
Boxing
right.
Boxing Day was last fucking Wednesday. How did
hey,
you
Happy New Year 2011, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Five.
Happy New
four,
Year.
Three. Two, one.
Fucking happy New Year.
Ryan Seacrest's head just blew off. Oh, it's Neil Hamburger. Oh, shit. You guys have a wonderful Monday, and we'll see you on Hump Day.
Is it 420 yet?
Yeah.
I think it's 420:30.
It's
420:30 somewhere. Peace out and metal up your butts.
The TagCast podcast can be heard on iTunes,
Stitcher,
TuneIn Radio,
and our website,
TagCastPodcast.com.
You can also hear us rebroadcast on internet radio station Rock Out Radio on Friday evenings
and CNEU Radio on Monday afternoons.
Find us on Facebook and review us on iTunes.
Help support our show. Donate directly on our website.
Or click on our Amazon affiliate link before you shop there.
TagCastPodcast.com.